listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the sad and tragic end of King Saul. I'm going to read you from 1 Samuel chapter 31, verses 3 through 6. It's a little bit longer passage we're going to read today, so listen carefully as I read it. 1 Samuel chapter 31, beginning at verse 3. The battle became fierce against Saul. The archers hit him, and he was severely wounded by the archers. Then Saul said to his armor bearer, "Draw your sword and thrust me through with it, lest these uncircumcised men come and thrust me through and abuse me." But his armor bearer would not, for he was greatly afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell on it. And when his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell on his sword and died with him. So Saul, his three sons, and his armor bearer and all his men died together that same day. Saul had a gift that few people have. He had advance warning of his death. The night before a great battle against the Philistines, God told him that the next day he would die. That should prepare a person to meet God, but it doesn't always work that way. On the day of the battle with the Philistines, it says that the battle became intense against Saul. As the Philistines broke through the lines of Israel's army, King Saul was struck by many arrows and severely wounded. He knew the battle was completely lost. He begged his assistant, known as an armor bearer, to kill him. And when he would not, Saul tried to kill himself. He took a sword and fell on it. In the way that most people think of suicide, Saul's death was not strictly suicide. You see, Saul genuinely believed he was wounded so badly he would soon die. And it was probably true. Saul was on his way to a soon death. He just wanted the process of dying to finish before the Philistines came upon him. As sad as anything in this account, sad is the absence of any kind of sorrow or repentance or crying out to God at all on Saul's part. He was told the previous day that he would die, yet he did not seem to prepare his soul to meet God in any way. At the end of his life, Saul became so hardened in his sin that he did not want to repent. Many people put off getting right with God until a later time, assuming that they will still want to get right with God then. But this is a dangerous assumption because repentance is a gift from God, and if it's here today, it should be received today. Thus was the sad end of a tragic life. Saul's career as king and leader of Israel began with a bright and beautiful prospect, but it all ended in the darkest night of despair. It's a reminder to us that our present blessing or our present potential is nothing to rest in. We need to put our daily trust in Jesus and not in the good feelings of the present. Most of all, we need to watch, pray, and walk humbly with our God. God helping us will do exactly that, and we'll do it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.